guys. Just, Coach, give us your thoughts on the ball game.
It was awesome. You know, it might not have been the prettiest game to watch. 7-6. Ball went in the air a whole lot. Both teams played a great brand of football.
On your defensive play, talk about that. You were able to keep them out of the end zone except for field goals.
Yeah, you know, I never want to see anybody graduate, but I'm glad they are because I was tired of going against them on offense every day. I mean, they just bring it with great emotion every day, and they are really cool to watch, and they're great young men. So, I'm glad they gave us a short spurt of just something wonderful.
6A championship, first time. Can't ever take that away from you. Your thoughts on the 6A championship?
That's pretty neat. You know, it doesn't matter what level or what A you put on it. And since it is a new class, it's unique. But they rose to challenge, and I couldn't be more happy.
What was the difference in the ball game, you think?
Opportunities. We had a couple, and we took advantage of them. And they actually missed out on a couple. They were down there a few times. So, you know, my hat's off to Carmel for playing a great game, too. You know, that's how it is every game with them.
Winning the way you all did. What does that say about this team? The way the season has gone, they remain resilient.
It's what it's been. You know, even when we lost, we were right in it the whole time and never gave up on ourselves. And even the Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday practice, they were up. They're used to this schedule. They're used to these opponents. So nothing really gets them down, and I really enjoyed that about them.
Every championship was special. But to win it your first year at Warren Central, does that carry any more confidence?
Oh, absolutely. It'll always be special. You know, how could you be more lucky than what just happened to me personally and these coaches and these kids? You know, it does. It takes a lot of effort and skill and all that, but it takes a lot of luck, and a lot of things got to go your way, and it all came to fruition tonight.
Talk about that last possession you had, a wild last minute.
Yeah, well, Carmel actually, I believe, lost a game to Castle. They wanted us to score a long time ago, and I got friends who are old school historians. I'm a football nerd myself, so they were smart. They wanted us to score, so we just said, let's go backwards, eat up clock, because it's only one possession game if we score a touchdown. So we didn't want to do that, so we just kind of looked ugly going backwards. It's not something you really practice a whole lot, but we did talk about it this week, so that extra week did help us in that respect. That was good.
Jason, could you have envisioned a 7-6 state championship game?
No, I thought it'd be more like 3-2. You know, but, you know, we scored a lot more points than I thought, and I think they scored a lot more points. That's just typical Carmel Warren, you know, all kidding aside. That's, you just never know. Whatever it was going to be within 3 points and a bloodbath. So that's what it was.
How do you describe the job your defense did?
They're amazing. They're really neat kids, you know, and they that's a heck of an offense. They score a lot of points, and they put you in a lot of tough spots, and for them to do what they did, you know, to Carmel, that was pretty special.
You have any idea how many sacks you had tonight?
I couldn't tell you. You know, so they probably, did they pass the ball on us? No, you know, they just, that's the thing you got to do to Carmel. If you get them in longer distance downs, you got a shot. If you don't, you're in trouble. You're going to lose. And so when we didn't stop them early in downs in that first half, they started plugging and chugging on us because then, you know, Coach Wright and those guys do a great job of putting you in jeopardy. But in the second half, you know, we stopped that a little bit more, and it helped us with field position. We weren't losing the battle as badly. They you know, they had a nice game plan up front, both sides of the ball. So, you know, hats off to them.
Can anybody help me? Has any coach ever won two state titles in a row, two different schools?
I have no idea. I'm a history nerd, but I don't know that one, so I wish I could help you.
You're saying no, guys?
First time.
Second?
Back-to-back.
Hey, it's all good, you know, it's all good. So whatever happens.
Comment on your offense and defense and special team play.
Well, I thought our special teams were really solid till the end. We got a field goal block. That's not part of the plan, but, you know, we just did what we had to do. It wasn't nothing glaringly pretty or anything, but, you know, they just were gritty till the end, and real excited that our coaches did a great job of game planning and holding it, you know, down.
Your thoughts on this victory for your coaches, your players, the school, and the school community?
Well, Warren, if you're a kid in school, especially Warren, you know, you play football, it's a special experience. Like I've told everybody, I went to the school down the street, Triton Central, you know, and it was a little different being a smaller school, but they have a plan at Warren to succeed in football if you want to. You're treated great. The community loves you. The elementary schools are making signs and on tweets. I mean, everybody is on board. The middle schools all call, right? I mean, it is a unique atmosphere. They love their football there, and they support us no matter what. And it's a pretty neat deal. And that's one of the reasons I'm, you know, very excited and happy and fortunate to be here.
Jason, did you feel like after the turnover down here, you wanted to get
get that touchdown, try for it on the first play.
Had to. Yeah. You know, they're not going to let us methodically do it, so you got to just take a shot and kind of, you know, they tipped it.
Right.
Really got lucky and fortunate, and Zach concentrated, focused through the play, and looky-looky.
How surprised were you that they went for it on 4th and 4 instead of going for the field goal, maybe getting a little bit more?
Yeah, I was surprised on that because he's got a good leg on that. But, you know, I know why he did. He's trying to create momentum. And, you know, you do that sometimes. And you always get questioned, but nobody knows your kids better than the coach. And if you need a spark or something, then you got to do what you got to do sometimes. And it may not might not fit the play card, but it fits your kids. And that's what's most important.
A title bout, an old school title bout. Where it went to the scorecards late, wasn't it?
Yeah, bare knuckle boxing. I'm telling you right there, you know, that's how it is with these two schools. That's how it's always been. That's how it's always going to be. Doesn't matter what game or when it happens. They just get after each other, and they know each other so well. When you play each other twice a year, almost every year, you know, you get a lot of familiarity, and there's no tricks. They've seen everything. We've seen everything. So it really comes down to execution and a few big plays, and that's what it did tonight.
Yeah, to know if you stayed close, it was going to come down to a big play one way or another, one side or the other.
Whoever got it first, and we were fortunate enough to get it, and thank goodness.
Hey, so 2nd in a row, first guy to do it with 2 different schools. How's that feel?
It feels pretty good. You know, I never really thought about it that way. I'm just happy that the kids' dreams come true, and that's the most important part. All that other stuff, I'll sit around when I'm older and talk about it, I'm sure. But right now, it's their moment and their time, and what a wonderful, wonderful tale it'll be.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coach, I did. Same score. Start.